भगवद गीता 10.3 यो माम जमनादिम च वित्ति लोक महेश्वरम असमूढ समर्थेषु सर्व पापै प्रमुच्यते। यो माम अजमनादिम च, कृष्णा इज नाउ कंटिन्यूइंग टू डिस्क्राइब हिज सुप्रीम पोजिशन एज अ स्टेपिंग स्टोन टुवर्ड्स इंस्पायरिंग focused single-minded devotion towards him, and he says that yo mam ajam anadim cha, those who understand me to be aja and anadi, to be unborn and impaired and having no beginningless, and further vetti loka maheshwaram, those who understand me to be the lord of all lokas, the supreme being, the master of all all beings and the master of all places. Loka can mean people, loka can mean places. So, asammoodha, which a person is free from delusion, which a person is the opposite of moodha. Asammoodha samarteshu, which a person among the marteshu, among those who are mortal, among those who are destined to die, sarva papai pramuchyate, a person will attain liberation, which a person will become liberated from all sins. Sarva papai pramuchyate. So one of the concerns of Arjuna when he was expressing his reluctance to fight the war was in 1.36, papam eva ashraya tasman atvaita natataina. So he say that we will get papa if we attack and kill these aggressors because we are our relatives. But Krishna counters such concerns here by saying he has countered it several times earlier, but it is at different levels that the countering has been done. Where, for example, in the third chapter, when he says that actually, the second chapter itself, he says that if one does not do one's dharma, that is one when, so dharma ma pichak, you can become pitam arhasi. So, if one takes up one dharma, then there is no doubt about what one should do, one should fight. And, ratasa dharmam kirtim cha hitva papam avapsisi. So Krishna told Arjuna that you will get papa not by not doing your duty, but by not doing your duty. But here Krishna takes that same discussion at a higher level, and he says that he presents a counter to the concern about papa through a reflection on the potency of devotion. So he says, sarva papai pramuchyate. One will become freed from all sins if one stays devoted to him. And for that devotion, one needs to understand his position. So Krishna has talked similarly earlier in 4.9 when he stated that janma karma chame divyam एवं यो वेत्ति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन. सो ही स्टेटेड देयर दैट दोज हु बिकम डिवोटेड, दोज हु अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर ऑफ हिज एक्टिविटीज एंड पास्ट टाइम्स, दे इन ट्रूथ यू अंडरस्टैंड लाइक दैट दे विल नॉट टेक बर्थ इन दिस वर्ल्ड, दे विल अटेन हिज अबोड. Here the promise that Krishna is making is not exactly that they will attain his abode. He is saying that they will sarva papai pramuchyate. They will become free from all sins. So, there is a progression in the promise from 10.3 to 10.7, and we will discuss when we come to 10.7 what is the second half. So, liberation from material existence, or liberation from sins is not the primary purpose of devotion, and it is not the perfection of spiritual life either. Yes, liberation from sins is important for minimization of suffering, But that is not normally the purpose for which people practice spiritual life. Spiritual life is practiced for at least in the Vaishnava understanding, for becoming attracted to the Lord. So it's interesting, Krishna is not talking about attraction to Him over here. He will talk about that also, no doubt. So Krishna is not yet talked here about His actions, His pastimes, His leelas, His love for His devotees. He's just talking primarily about His position here. So Yomam Ajam Anadi Cha. Those who understand His position to be that He is unborn and He is beginningless. Actually, we may say that, but isn't that apply also to the soul? The soul is also Aja and also Anadi. Isn't it? Ajo Nitya Shashvato Yam Purano. Krishna talks about in 2.20. Is the soul Anadi? Actually, we could say the soul is Anadi in the sense that the soul is also the eternal, in a sense of ontological dependence. The soul is sometimes said to come from Krishna, or living beings are said to come from Krishna, but that is not in terms of chronological precedence. It is in the sense of ontological dependence. So Aja and Anadi, these two characteristics can apply even to Krishna, even to the souls. But the next characteristic that is described, Lokamaheshwaram, that cannot apply to the living beings. Now it is only Krishna who is a Lokamaheshwaram. The living beings may temporarily have some position of great influence in this world, either on Martya Loka or even in Swarga Loka or even in Satya Loka, in Brahma Loka, but still they are not Loka Maheshwaram. It is Krishna alone who is that, who has that position. So Krishna has talked about this particular position of His first time in 5.29 when He said Bhoktaram Yagitapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Surudam Sarva Bhutanam Yatvamam Shanti Mrichati. So there He stated that Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, those who understand Him to be the master, the proprietor, the lord of all the lokas and all the people, they can gyatva mam shanti mruchati. Those who understand Him like this, they can attain peace. So here Krishna is saying that same point of Loka Maheshwaram. He is the lord of all places, of all people and all places. Of course, this theme has been talked about earlier in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, when Krishna talks about Himself in 9.11, at that time says Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram. So the word Maheshwara has been used there in connection with Bhuta. Now Bhuta can mean living beings, Bhuta can also mean existence. So He is the Maheshwara, the Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller of all lokas and all people. So Bhuta Maheshwara and Loka Maheshwara are in that sense quite similar. And further, Krishna has talked about it in His being the Supreme, Ahami Sarva Yajnanam Bhokta Cha Prabhurevacha. That is not specifically about lokas, but about them, all the yajnas which are offered to different devatas and different lokas. Krishna said over there that He is the Ahami Sarva Yajnanam Bhokta Cha Prabhurevacha. That He is the enjoyer and the master of all the yajnas. Now this point has been stressed over here, has also been stated earlier. So the understanding of that position, in the previous verse Krishna stated that even the devatas don't know Him, even the maharishis don't know Him. But in this verse He states, if you come to know Me, if you understand My position, what will happen?
వ్యోమామజమనాదిం చ వెత్తి లోకమహేశ్వరం అసమ్మూఢ అచ్ పర్సన్ విల్ బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ డిల్యూజన్. సో నార్మలీ బోత్ ద మహర్షీస్ అండ్ ద దేవతాస్ ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి హైయర్ దెన్ ద మర్త్యాస్, బట్ ద మర్త్యాస్ అసమ్మూఢ సమర్త్యేషు సర్వ పాపై ప్రముచ్యతే. Those who are destined for death, even they will become free from all sins by understanding his supreme position. In this way, Krishna is very fundamentally stressing the point that by becoming devoted to him, we all can become liberated from material existence. And that he will stress further when you come to 10.7, but he says, just by understanding his position, we can become free from sins. Namam karmani limpanti name karma phale spruha iti mam yo bijanati karma bhir na sabadhyate. Krishna has talked about this in the fourth chapter also, when he speaks that those who understand that he is beyond karma, that he is not bound by karma, such people become free from the bondage of karma. Namam karmani limpanti, 4.14 he stated that those who understand that he doesn't desire the fruits of work, he's not attached, he's not affected by any work, those people themselves will not be affected by work. But similarly, those who understand that he is transcendental, he is the lord of everything, they will become free from sins. Sarva papai pramuchyate. Thank you.